This is a replay of the Tuesday night, May 16th WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and as I said, if it's on your mind, it's on mine. I'll make sure of it. And of course, sadly, on everybody's mind is the loss of Scotty. If you didn't hear last night, one of my favorite callers, and I know one of yours too, George Scott Scotty of East Chicago, Indiana, died on February 9th. And that was 12 days before his 81st birthday. And so, yes, condolences to all. And again, a big, big thank you to Dennis in Colorado and his sister Sharon in California for all of the investigative work. And with Scotty in our hearts, we absolutely will keep Doo-Wop alive. No doubt about that. And we'll play your requests as well. So, 888-876-5593 this Friday. By the way, of course, it's a replay of Monday Night Trivia. We had a good time last night. But it's also the new moon. Yeah, Friday morning at 10:53 a.m. Central Time. So, if you're going to write those Law of Abundance checks, and remember, they're not real checks. You're not spending money. Then this would be the time to do it. By the way, if you go on to Raleigh.net and you see there's no Amazon link, Amazon kicked me out of Amazon Associates. I kid you not. Now, here's the interesting thing. Many of you think this show is a family. And I like to think of it that way, too, actually. But it turns out that Amazon truly believes we're all related. And I'm not making this up. First, I got the automated email accusing me of something I'd absolutely never heard of, so I wrote and asked for clarification. And this time, they got a specialist rather than a bot, because I'm sure the first ones are just robotic, but got a specialist to review it. And they said, no, our decision to kick you out of Associates stands. Because I should get their exact verbiage, but the bottom line is because you are using it for your friends and relatives. I don't know what relatives she thinks, but they think. I think that there are probably not that many people who use the Amazon link, and I will tell you, frankly, they're not that great at paying. You know, I'm supposed to get like a 1% of whatever it is you buy, because I have, maybe even less, I don't remember the percentage, but I have heard from some of you, oh, I bought this, you know, expensive things, and, you know, I never saw any things, so I don't know how they rule it, but they said... basically, they found that the site is in violation of the operation agreement, and I immediately must stop using it, so I took them off. But I've got to find this here where it says what it is, because the first time it was something that I had no idea what it might even be. And so, of course, any outstanding commissions will not be paid. Yeah, I'll lose both dollars, right? Okay. We have found the purchases resulting from links on your site are in violation of the operation agreement as they have been for personal use or have made by your friends, relatives, employees, contractors, or business relations. Well, I don't buy anything through my own link, so that's out. So I guess they think you're my friends, relatives, employees, contractors, or business relations. So they kicked me out, which is fine. John said, how much money did you make with that? I said, not a lot. I don't know. Every quarter or so, maybe $20. Not anything that I cared enough about to do anything. The only reason I had written to protest it was they accused me of something, like I say, that I'd never heard of. I'm like, what is this? And that's what they wrote back. And I thought, isn't that funny? Because I know Carol sometimes, and I know Dennis sometimes, and a couple other people who said, we'll click through the link. And I guess they decided you guys are my relatives and they're not paying me. So be it. All right. So I couldn't remove all the links on the blog because I couldn't find them all. But if you see any links that go to Amazon, don't use the link. It won't work anyway, probably. But that's the deal. They say remove them all. Like, fine, you find them. You know, I'm not going through that blog. But I did remove the big graphic that said click here for Amazon. So it's gone. All right. So that's the deal. You know, do I shop at Amazon? Yes. Do I make it my first choice? No. And sadly, that's been increasingly the case over the years. So, but there are a repository of all sorts of wonderful things. And if you actually get what you order in good condition, it's very often worth it. And sometimes that's a crapshoot. I could tell you stories. All right. So Wesley in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio. How's it going, Wesley?
Hello, Riley.
Yeah.
Three things. Do you know Scotty's first name?
George.
George? Okay. That will remove something that I was going to say.
Okay.
Number two, I think it was the next to the last bumper you played for Scotty last night.
Uh-huh.
Was the name of it called I Don't Want You Anymore?
Oh, the last thing I played last night was Gene Chandler.
The next to the last.
That was Gene Chandler, Bless Our Love.
No, the one after that one.
Well, it
was a group.
Yeah, the Dandeliers, May God Be With You, was the last one.
Or the one before Gene Chandler.
Okay, before that was Tragic, the Shepherds. Before that was...
Tragic.
Yeah, Tragic, the Shepherds.
Tragic?
Yeah. The Shepherds.
I thought it was something like I don't want.
Well, I'll tell you what we have on all of them here. We played the Spaniels, Don't You Go, the Dells, Why Do You Have to Go, the Eldorados, Looking from the Outside, Jay McShann and Priscilla Bowman, Hands Off, the Flamingos, Music Maestro, Please, Walter Jackson, What Would You Do, the Moon Glows When I'm With You, the Cool Gents, This Is the Night, the Shepherds, Tragic, Gene Chandler's Bless Our Love, and the Dandeliers, May God Be With You.
Okay, you went through the past again for me.
I don't think it was any. I don't think it was any.
And Delirious, what did you say that was?
May God Be With You.
May God Be With You. And then Tragic.
Yeah.
I have Tragic, but that wasn't the one I was looking for. I heard that I want. I need to get this record. I have Tragic by the Shepherd.
Yeah, there's a lot of different versions of that. You know, the first one on Apex, and then VJ got a hold of it, and then I think the Chess Group might have got a hold of it and re-recorded it, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So you can find different versions of Tragic.
Okay.
But you sure it wasn't the Dandeliers?
It must have been them, because
okay.
I have Tragic. I know.
Okay,
Tragic.
Well, let me let you hear a little more of the Dandeliers and see if this sounds
okay.
Right.
Pray on you sinners, now pray on you sinners, pray on you sinners.
What do you think?
No, that's not it.
That's not.
It's
not.
Be the tragedy. But it's the tragedy.
Yeah, it sure is a nice record. I'll tell you what.
But it's a group, and the group is from Chicago.
It was in the Moon Glows. When I'm with you?
I know them.
Right.
Not them.
All right. Well, and you'd know if it was the Flamingos, you'd recognize music.
I know the Flamingos.
And you'd recognize Music Maestro, Please.
I know that one.
Okay. So I think that's all I played. Early in the evening, I played that El Dorados, which is a weird little El Dorados record because it was later for them. But I always liked it.
What was the name of that?
The El Dorados Looking from the Outside.
Looking from the Outside.
Yeah. I can find that for you, too.
I don't know.
I know this will drive you crazy, and I apologize.
Yeah, I went to one of my favorite record stores today, and they didn't have it. I couldn't think of the name of the group or the song title, but I know I heard it before. And I just can't seem to get the name of it when I hear it.
Oh, man.
And you played it last night.
I played it last night.
Yes, you played it last night. I thought it was the third one from the last one. Because I think it was around the one you played, around the Gene Chandler record that you played.
Right, yeah, because I did Bless Our Love and then the Dandeliers, and before that was Tragic. And I'm trying to, like I say, the Cool Gents, you certainly know that record. I don't have to tell you about that.
No, what's the name of it?
This is the Night.
Can I hear it?
Yes, yes. As soon as I get my mouse to work, you can. I realize that for days I've been needing to replace this mouse, and I realize now what I keep doing is hitting it against the wall, and it works for a minute. But anyway, let's see. So I'll get you the Cool Gents here.
I know it exactly when I hear it. The first few bars, I know it.
Okay. Well, then here you go. Let me know.
Oh, that's not it.
Okay, that's not it. All right, so let's...
Hold it.
What?
Oh, I think...
Maybe you need to hear a little more of it?
A little more, please.
Okay. That's a nice record, too, though, so I don't mind doing this because it's a fine record.
Okay, I got to go over my tragic again because they do say the word tragic in it.
All right, well, let me, because, like I say, there are a few different tragics out there, and I'm doing this blindly from this computer, so I can't even guarantee you I'm playing the one on Apex, but let me let you hear what I played with Tragic and you tell me. All right, we'll see if this is it.
That's it?
That's it. Oh, that's Tragic.
It's going to be tragic.
Yeah, that's it. Something.
Yeah.
Riley, I have that. I don't know what. I'm getting too many records confused. I have that.
I have it
on a CD also.
Right, but what you have to do is go back and see which version you have, like I say, because there are several different versions of that. One with a lot of reverb and one without the reverb and all that.
Okay. But that's it. That's the one, though.
That's Tragic. And that is The Shepherds, originally 1961 on Apex.
Okay. All right, I'm not going to take up any more of your time. I just want to give my condolences to all the family, the radio family.
Yes.
That Scotty loves so well.
Agreed.
And let everybody know that my heart is with them.
Yeah.
As we grieve his passing.
Yes, yes. He will not be forgotten, and neither will Doo-Wop.
All right.
Thanks. Appreciate
it. One last request.
Yes, yes.
It's So Hard to Say Goodbye by G.C. Cameron.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime this week, I'll be listening.
Okay. I'm writing this down.
Okay.
Okay, good deal. Thanks. All right. Cameron, all right, for Wesley. Very often I write down the songs, then I forget to write who I'm playing them for. So we'll absolutely do that. We'll get to Marianne and her requests, and Stacy in Algonquin asking about those abundance checks. So we'll fill you in on that once more. And if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine right here. We had a request yesterday from Michelle in Geneva. She wanted, Since I Don't Have You. And, you know, I picked out, this is true, about 14 versions of that. And, of course, we'll get to the Skyliners. But first, I'm going to play my favorite version, which is Lenny Welch. I think he just nailed it. All right, so all that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
When you walk down on me, in walk the misery. And it's been here since then. And I don't have hopes and dreams. And I don't have plans and schemes. I don't have anything.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Like I say, that's my favorite version of that. And that was a little later, but just absolutely wonderful. Of course, Lenny Welch, 1973 on Mainstream. And I know Johnny Goin in Austin likes that as well, and I sure owe him a call, which I'll be doing soon, and hopefully he'll be giving us a call too. We'll talk to Marianne, we'll talk to Stacy, and there's plenty of room for you coming up, but right now I'm going to find out what's going on in the WGN Radio newsroom on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that's the original lead singer, for sure, of the Skyliners, Jimmy Beaumont, who wrote that along with the rest of the group, including Janet Vogel. It's not the original Calico 45, though, but it's as close as I got on short notice. But, you know, over 60 people have recorded this, for better or worse. Yeah, Art Garfunkel might be in the worst category. I don't know. But there are so many. Ronnie Millsap, of course, Eddie Holman, and Chuck Jackson. But the one, I just got to play some of this. I mean, one that surprised the hell out of me was Guns N' Roses.
Thank you. don't have hopes and dreams. I don't have anything since I don't have you. And I don't have fond desires.
All right, Axl Rose and Slash and everybody else that released it as a single, no doubt. So, sadly, Janet Vogel no longer with us. She had taken her life, but Jimmy Beaumont certainly was still around to get some writer royalties on that, and everybody else who did it as well. So, 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, I've got one more version I'll play for you as our next break, and then we'll move away from since I don't have you. Of course, the Skyliners version, it comes up in music trivia. How many U's at the end of Since I Don't Have You? There's 13 of them. All right, so we've got Marianne in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Good evening, Miss Raleigh.
How's it going?
A little better than last night, but after I won the bumper stumper, I accidentally hung up.
Oh, well, did you tell John that?
Well, you know what? I didn't want to call back right away last night because I knew your lines were so busy, so when I called tonight, he got my info.
Okay, good.
And in regards to your first caller, two things. If he wants to hear that song again and he's listening right now, listen Friday night because you'll play it again, right?
Well, right, and plus it's always available for downloads, you know.
Well, you were having a hard time finding it in the first place.
Well, no, I mean in terms of the show, it's always online at RaleighStream.net.
Oh, that's right.
You can get the link from Raleigh.net, but it's always there. So they're up in
perpetuity.
I'm not,
like, technically savvy, you know, so
yeah.
I forget about that stuff.
Well, that's the easiest way.
And number two is, he requested a song, one of the songs I was going to request. So, you know, great minds think alike.
All right. Well, I will get CG Cameron on because, interestingly, that was one of Scotty's faves as well. He liked the Boys to Men also.
I knew that. I remember. Yeah. It was one of the first things I remember when I was thinking of that song.
Yeah.
But could I request, somebody asked last week or so, and it made me think, would you be able to play something for me from War?
What do you want to hear?
Anything. I saw him in concert. Oh, my God. Mind blown.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
It was so much fun.
Sure.
We're at Ravinia. It was all people our age. We met people on the train that we reminisced with. Oh, my God. So.
Well, of course, a couple of weeks ago, I played Cinco de Mayo by War, of course. Wouldn't miss
me and
that.
Baby Brother.
And if that's what you want, or, you know, Cisco Kid.
Well, you know, you pick.
Okay.
Because I pretty much knew everything they played that night.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, East L.A. makes good. They were a huge East L.A. Favorite. So, sure. I can
and in regards to that song you played by Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
In the opening couple seconds, that almost sounded like that could have been Carlos Santana.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't that that Slash, but they were good. And, you know, it's interesting, when I first saw that they had done that, it was like a little outside of their normal fare. But
yeah.
But they did a nice job with it.
Yeah, it was really nice. So, well, I'll let you get on to your next caller and keep up the good show, and Scotty, I miss you so much.
Yeah, we do. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye. Love
right.
you.
Okay, so yeah, I'm still throwing the trackball against the wall. I don't know why. Normally, these things are more digital than not. They either work or they don't work. And of course, you do have those times when you'll you'll have dirt or something on it, and that's very cleanable. But this thing, it isn't that. And I've cleaned it more times in more ways than you can imagine, and it's just becoming not usable. And I'm not sure why. It's apparently the night of technical hell. But and Mercury's not even retrograde anymore, I don't think. And so I'm not keeping up with it that much. But I'll check on that too. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And I was about to tell you about, I know what it was. It's the Sea Crane Company. And I was looking at that, let's see, where did it go? I've got it here. I had it right in front of me. A big picture of it too. Yeah, it's one of my favorites. And that is the CC Radio Solar. If you go to ccradio.com, ccradio.com, you'll see it right on the homepage, actually, which I just noticed. I'm going to go there again to see. Yeah, CC Radio Solar, emergency radio for everyday use. And what I like about this radio is it works no matter what. And that's a big deal to me, because when you talk about emergency radios, you know, here the power's out. Well, invariably, that's when the batteries are out too, right? Well, the CC Radio Solar will work no matter what. It's a small, digital, portable radio, and yes, you can use it on batteries, or you can get AC adapter if you want to do that too. You can put it in a windowsill or something and use solar power, and, you know, it's a terrific way to listen. And on top of it, if you completely, it hasn't been in the sun, the batteries are dead, you don't have an AC adapter, all right, hand crank it. It's got a little hand crank folded right and inlaid in the back of it. It's only visible. That's about the only thing that's going to tell you that there's an emergency radio. But the deal is you hand crank that for about 30 seconds. It'll play for about 30 minutes, and it is just terrific. It's got a lithium-ion battery. You can actually recharge it by wind-up, too, or solar panel, or USB port, or, of course, if you want to get an AC adapter. It's not included, but it's optional. We're talking about this radio will work no matter what. But the deal with the radio is the same deal with everything Bob Crane develops, and that's that they all of his radios have superior reception, period. Great AM, great FM reception, no matter what. So it's got 5.1 touch memories and, digital readout and all that. Of course, it's also got a light. So, you know, that's the other thing. Power's out, it's at night, and the flashlight doesn't work because the batteries are dead. Well, this radio has a light in it. So you get the weather band, you get weather alerts, and it's just terrific. And when normal communication is down, this is the radio that's going to save you. And like I say, even if the batteries are dead and you didn't put it in the sun, you hand crank it. It's going to work. It's going to work, period. So that's what you need out of an emergency radio. And it is just terrific. Oh, by the way, you can also, when you hand crank it, have enough energy to bring a dead cell phone battery back to life, not to use, you know, to surf the web or whatever, but enough so that you can make that important phone call when you need it most. So it's peace of mind. You can read all about it at ccradio.com anytime, ccradio.com, or you can call them. They've got the greatest customer service in the world, 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. If you want immediate shipping, sure, Amazon or REI or something, but you want the real deal experience and great information as well as great products, you go to ccradio.com and you tell them that Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio. Do, 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 do. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that is Don McLean. Yeah, 1981 on Millennium, Since I Don't Have You. So that's the last one we'll play. But like I say, with over 60 versions, we could probably be doing that all night. But yeah, that was Michelle in Geneva who suggested Since I Don't Have You, and now she's probably heard more of it than she ever wants to hear in her life. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Jimmy P. is on the south side. How's it going, Jimmy?
Not too good, Riley. I missed my buddy. I don't have to tell you. Scotty was my doo-wop buddy, and I want to extend my condolences to you because you two were very close over the airwaves.
I think he
was a good, important part of your program.
I agree. I agree. He's not replaceable, and we will miss him.
I enjoyed when he would take an article out of People magazine and discuss it with you.
Yeah.
And it's funny that I was listening. I wasn't calling because I was afraid of news about Scotty.
Yeah.
So I had it. I listened last night. I caught the last half hour of the program. And, I found out that Scotty was left us. And then you play... Was it May God Be With You?
Yes.
I called you once, and I couldn't figure out the name of the song and who sang it, and guess who came and told me the name of the song, or told you the name of the song?
Scotty.
Yeah. And you played it, the last song. I'm thinking, oh, my God. I didn't want to call because I knew there were all kinds of people waiting. But I'm going to miss the guy with the doo-wops. I mean, I grew up with the doo-wops, and he grew up with them, and he actually sang in a group, I guess.
I know, and he never wanted to talk much about it. And from what I can gather, he wasn't on the recordings, but he did a lot of onstage work.
Yeah, but like I said, I didn't know him, but through the phone and through the doo-wops, I miss a buddy, my buddy. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly. Oh, absolutely.
And I usually request songs, but I don't feel like requesting any. I would like to have you play songs that Scotty requested.
Yeah, exactly. And I tried to do some of that last night, too, to pick favorites. So we'll be doing that. I'm playing a couple of requests tonight, but absolutely in the coming days for sure. We will play that that G.C. Cameron that we had Wesley just request, because I know that was a Scotty fave, and we'll get to that tonight.
I spoke to John, too. You know, I'm a retired Chicago policeman. I got injured on a job. I was paralyzed.
Oh, gosh.
And but I had a miraculous doctor that a couple doctors, neurosurgeons, didn't want to do the operation because it was too close to the vertebrae by my neck. But I spoke to John. He explained to me how serious his injury was, or his stroke was.
He's lucky.
Through therapy, and he sounded like he's a hard-working guy with the therapy. And I wish them all well that if I can do it, he can do it. So.
Well, and he can. But, yes, he was very lucky. The reason Mayo had taken him initially is they couldn't believe he lived when they saw the scans. And then, they said, well, he'll never recover. And, of course, he's walking.
That's great.
He's the miracle man. Now,
that's what they called me.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And
I swear to God, when I was in there going for my therapy because of, my paralyzation.
Yeah.
I saw numerous stroke victims, and tell you, it's so sad what they go through and what they have to, the loss of their limbs, their walking. I don't have to tell
you. Well, and you just never, the thing about strokes is you never know. One in four people have them, and it seems like it's younger and younger, too.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I got the call and wish to give you my condolences talk to John and give him give him a pat on the back for what he's going through.
Yeah.
And he can do it. So okay, Riley, nice talking to you.
Well, likewise, I hope you'll call me soon. Thank you,
Jimmy.
And
Smitty, committee. Scotty up there, I miss you, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll talk to you later, Ronnie.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Okay. And, you know, I bet you he's listening. I wouldn't doubt it in the world. So hello, Scotty, wherever you are. 888-876-5593. We'll get to Gary in Austin next hour, and Stacy in Algonquin. Aaliyah's in Marcus Hook, and Sherry is in Naperville, and there still is a line available for you. 888-876-5593. That's 8888. Raleigh, and when all else fails, we do have slime from the checkout line. So, yes, proof LBJ killed Kennedy. I don't doubt it for a moment. Kevin Costner in crisis. And we have Trump trial separation from the wife, not the government. King Charles fears he's being bugged. Yeah, well, or has bugs. I mean, he's got a little paranoia going on, according to the tabloid. Pat Sajak quits drinking. I didn't know he started. All right, so all that and more is coming up next hour right here on WGN Radio.
Baby, I'm yours, and I'll be yours until the stars fall from the sky. Baby, I'm yours, and I'll be yours until the sun no longer shines. Yours until the poets run out of rhyme. In other words, until the end of time. I'm gonna stay right here by your side, do my best to keep you satisfied. Nothing in the world can drive me away, 'cause every day you hear me say, baby, I'm
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that, of course, is Barbara Lewis, Baby I'm Yours, 1965 on Atlantic. Van McCoy wrote that, and Burt Burns and Ollie McLaughlin produced the original 45 version. I don't know who produced that one, but yeah, sometimes when I'm playing things from a computer, I don't know what file I'm picking, but not a bad one anyway, so hope Mary in Chicago liked it. All right, so 888-876-5593. Is 8888 Raleigh, and Gary is in Austin. What's happening tonight, Gary?
Well, hey, Raleigh, Baby I'm Yours is one of our songs.
Oh,
actually.
All right.
And when we first met, we happened to hear it there.
Yeah.
And but I just wanted to talk about Scotty, because I always loved hearing his calls, and whatever he would talk about, because, you know, we forget a lot of times that he talked about other subjects.
You betcha.
Too. And I always would like to picture myself sitting there in a coffee shop talking to him about stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because he just is so knowledgeable and all that. And I just always enjoyed hearing him, and he is missed. It's,
yeah.
You know, it's still a shock.
It is. It is. Although, I must say, we were all holding our breath, fearful that this was going to be the case, and hoping against hope that it wouldn't. But sadly, it is. And, you know, he's in a much better place, and we're stuck here.
Yeah. Well, I remember hearing, you know, one of his calls where he was so disheartened about his medical insurance.
Yes.
Stuff. I just hope that was able to be settled. That rolls through my mind sometimes about when I think about this.
I know.
Because I wonder if this had to do with that, and I certainly hope not.
I do too, but I am absolutely worried that was the case, because, you know, I also feel terrible that he died on the 9th, and it was the 2nd that I wasn't doing the show because of John and his stroke, but
right.
That was a full week, and I don't know whether he would have reached out or where he was and what was going on, but I was very concerned when he would talk about, you know, having trouble getting the energy to walk or having trouble breathing, and it's
yeah.
like, why? And you know, the union obviously went for the cheaper insurance, but they didn't do much to prepare anybody, any of their retirees, for
yeah.
how to navigate
no, they
that.
Didn't.
Yeah.
And that's hard enough as it is, and you don't need that to just be thrown on you like that.
Exactly.
Because I don't think he was online or anything like that, so that's another thing that he had to deal with.
Right.
Everybody wants you to go online and do this and do that.
Right.
You know, and about the obit, his niece may not have been able to afford to do an obit, because I think they're $200-$300 nowadays.
Well, I would think, you know, assuming he had a funeral, and I, you know, obviously something happened there. Usually, the funeral home, even if it's just a crematorium, will place something on legacy or one of those where, even if it's just the rudimentary,
oh, yeah.
You know, you see it. And I don't think there's a cost for that. No, I don't know. I know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Because back when my family died or my parents died, we didn't have things like legacy documents.
Well, right, of course.
The internet was just kicking in when my father died, for example.
Well,
and
right.
My mother died. It was
right. The only knowledge I had of it was when my buddy Bill, who had owned the radio station before me, died. Before he died, because he obviously knew that, you know, the end was near, he said, "I don't want any of these local funeral directors here. They don't buy time." He said, "I want you to..." Yeah, and I thought, okay, I understand that. I really do. He said, "I want my body shipped out of town, but I want you to find the cheapest crematorium you can. Find somebody low budget." And I think I did. I think it was like Discount Crematorium or something like that. And, you know, I did exactly what I wanted. And then, of course, I spread his ashes at the tower. But, you know, it was like, you know, I don't think there was a legacy attached to that either. You know? But, yeah.
Oh, that line is funny.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't buy time when I was alive. They're not going to handle my body when I'm dead. You know?
Well, since we're all Amazon family now, I guess cousin Lenny, can I put you up there with the cousin Lenny?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah, absolutely. I'm honored. I'll be with cousin Lenny any day of the week. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to think about cousin Brucey.
Oh, no, please. He's not on my family
yeah.
tree. Yeah.
I'm talking about the cousins. Yeah.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
I love hearing that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, there was an old record, New York Rocked My Radio, and there is a line in it of, "Cousin Brucey will always be part of my family tree," and every time I sung it, "will never be part of my family tree." Yeah.
Yeah, if I'd have grown up in New York, I'd have been listening to WMCA, probably.
Absolutely. It was
just from their checks I've heard of,
oh,
both of them.
It was just so much better, you know, 60 to 68 was just wonderful. And then, of course, it fell apart. They fired Ruth Meyer, and then they brought in Terrell Matheny for a while, and oh, God. And then they went talk, of course. But anytime they would do the ratings for just the five boroughs rather than the New York metropolitan area, MCA would just cream ABC. You know, it wasn't.
Yeah,
but, of course, in the metro, ABC had that signal. So
yeah, they did.
You know, and of course, prior to them hiring Cousin Brucey from WINS, Scott Muni did a pretty good job. And he was originally from New Orleans and later, of course, known for his AOR work at WNEW-FM.
Yeah.
But, you know, Cousin Brucey likes to, you know, think that he was the guy who first, you know, brought the Beatles in and all that. But the reality was the WA Beatles C fan club card was first hawked by Scott So Muni. You know, so,
yeah. Well, to me, just judging, looking at it from afar, he was a lucky guy. If he hadn't been in New York, he wouldn't have been as famous as he is.
Well, and he had done Miami and kind of bombed there on WINZ, did not do well. He was in the Bahamas for a while, not ZNS, one of the other stations, but, you know, he was really working the rounds and, you know, then got into INS and then later ABC. And, yeah, right place at right time. And it worked in New York. You know, I won't take anything away from him. I didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
But the funniest thing I ever witnessed was being in a restaurant in, like, Winslow, Arizona, it was, on I-40, and they had XM Sirius on, and it was Saturday night, and here comes Cousin Brucey, and the people sitting next to me, they just looked at each other like, what is that? Ever since then, you know, that's the way I see Cousin Brucey, was the look on these two people's face, like, who is that? So, yeah, but, you know, hey, he had a lot of listeners in that station, certainly.
Yeah,
had they had the reach. You could hear him from New York to Miami.
Yep. Yep, you could.
Yeah. Whether you wanted to or not.
Sometimes you could pick him up in Dallas. You want to hear a lot of TV whistle. Yeah,
right.
A little bit.
Sure, because they were non-directional, so they'd bounce around.
Yeah.
But you had to be dedicated.
And LS came in better, so.
Right. Well, it was more of a straight shoot south.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. But, I just wanted to say that about Scotty. And, you know, he's going to be so missed by us all.
Yes, he will. And there was no one like him. And it was funny, I was picking up the tabloids today, and John said, "You going to take a people?" And I said, "What for? Scotty's not here." You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I know he loved going through that.
Oh, I know. So, I, in his honor, I did not take a people. I took the Globe and the Inquirer. And, of course, people who win on Monday Night Trivia wind up getting these things, among other other fine gifts. So, it was Free Comic Day last week, so we're in good shape.
Well, I had planned to play trivia last night till about 10:07, and then I kind of didn't feel, or maybe 10:07.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you and Dennis started talking about it, I don't think I want to do this today.
So. I understand. But you will next week because Scotty would,
for
sure.
I'll be back Monday.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called. Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. All right, so we'll absolutely get to looking at this. Who's Stacy in Algonquin? Yeah, is up next. Then Leah, and we got Sherry and Mary in Michigan. And a line available for you, 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh on WGN Radio.
On my pillow, pain in my heart caused by you. Love is not a gadget, love is not a toy. When you find the one you love, she'll fill your heart with joy. If we could start anew,
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Loanthe and the Imperials, Tears on My Pillow. And, that was Henry in Clayton, North Carolina, who wanted to hear that. That was actually the first hit for Little Anthony. That was on End in 1958, George Goldner's label. Roulette had released something just before that, and at that point, George had pretty much been the owner of Roulette. You know, that's before, due to his gambling habits, he lost everything to Moish Levy one at a time. And he still had End in 58, though, and that was the one that put Little Anthony and the Imperials on the map. Tears on my pillow. All right, so 888-876-5593. That's 8888 Raleigh. And Stacy is in Algonquin. What's happening tonight, Stacy?
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
Well, I'm here.
I know. Well, Scotty is up there watching and listening. And that watch.
Well, he probably is. He probably absolutely is. Yeah, I'm counting on it.
I remember, I think it was last year when he said happy birthday, and
he
was such a gentleman.
Yep.
And he was just, I can't say enough about, I love the music. You know, Jukebox Saturday Night and the Fire Station.
Yes.
That's the other
one. Yes, the Fire Station.
The Fire Station. It was in a big hotel on South Lakeshore Drive. You went up to the top, and the DJs, they were playing all of these wonderful songs that you were just playing.
Yeah, and they were live on Fire at the time. They would they would air that, and then of course Fire is also where Dick Bartley was. So that Fire 97 when they were still at 97.3, right? No, they were 103.3. I'm sorry, they were 103.3, weren't they?
This was a club. Yeah. You just went all the way to the top.
Right, but 103.3, that's where they were at the time, I'm pretty sure, on the dial. And they were, because they carried it live on their station. And, it was either 103.3 or 103.5. I'd have to look that up. It might have been 103.5. But in any event, it was an RKO station. RKO bought it for a couple $1 million in the early 70s and changed it to WFYR Fire. And then they started that Fire station. The hotel was the McCormick Inn. And
yes, it was.
Yeah, that was the name of the hotel.
Yes, it was. It was, you got it. Yeah. It was the McCormick Inn.
Right. And they would broadcast these live on Friday and Saturday night. And then they were carrying, in 76, they started to carry Dick Biondi's Super Gold Rock and Roll and all that. And, but it was the McCormick Inn. And, I think it might have been 103.
Oh, God, you're right. That's what it was, McCormick Inn.
Yeah.
Went to the top, and ring the bell, fight, and all the wonderful songs. And, oh, God, we had a blast dancing.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's exactly what it was.
Oh, those were wonderful places, playing all the oldies and everything with the DJ, and that was fun.
Yeah, 103.5. They were 103.5. I'm almost positive. I had a kid who worked for me years earlier, Kevin Malloy, who worked there, and I think one of his air checks is on YouTube. So, 103.5.
But what I want to know is, what is the date that we do the abundance check?
That would be Friday morning. And if it depends on what time you get up, because it's 10:53 in the morning Central Time. And since I've never seen anything with 10 o'clock in the morning on my clock, I would have to do that the night before. But Friday morning, if you're up at, about 10 minutes before 11, so 10:53, write your check as close to that as you can.
Okay. Oh, no, I had my foot doctor's appointment today.
And how did that go?
I did not like this doctor.
Well, let me ask you this. How did he do it cutting your nails?
I mean, he was okay, but he just kept on making, your nails look like they haven't been cut in a year. And I said, I just lost my husband.
Well.
And then it's like the way he was cutting them, I said, aren't you going to file them down? Oh, yeah. He wasn't even going to file them down.
Huh.
And he just kept on saying, like, mean things. He says, terrible, and then blah, 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 blah. And he was terrible. I didn't like him at all. I'm not going to go back there. He was a terrible, they have other doctors there. I think I'll pick the Jewish one.
I don't think it matters what their ethnicity is, but somebody with better bedside manner might be appropriate.
Oh my God! Oh,
hold on a minute. Stay where you are. Stay right where you are, and we'll pick it up right there as we talk about Stacy's podiatry nightmare. And plenty of room for YouTube, but right now we're going to see what's happening in the world at large on WGN Radio News right here on WGN Radio.
Come on, little baby, play hide and go seek with me. Come on, little baby, play hide and go seek with me. We're gonna play the game the way it ought to be. Now I spy, kick him in the eye. I'm gonna get you, sweetie pie, oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy, we'll have me some fun tonight. Go way over yonder, hide behind the big old tree. Go way over yonder, hide behind the big old tree. Ain't nobody gonna play the game but you and me. Not 10, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Lordy, Miss Claudia, oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Get me some love tonight. Four-leaf clover, oh boy.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Of course, Big Joe Turner, 1955, Atlantic, Yellow Atlantic. Hide and Seek, Stephanie and Madison requested that and happy to play it. Of course, when I saw Hide and Seek, immediately thought of Hide and Go Seek and thought, wow, I'm going to have to play Bunker Hill next. And I might do that. But I laugh when I think about the Yellow Atlantics now because, of course, they were so prized back in the day. The original Atlantic 45s were yellow and black, and we would collect them. Man, I would go to swap meets wherever and just pick up as many as I could. And this was just, you know, so wonderful, right? And it had a cachet, the, you know, Yellow Atlantic. And then later I was talking to Jerry Wexler, and I said, why did you switch to red? What was the significance of Yellow Atlantic? He said, well, that was the cheap ink, and then they ran out of it, so we went to red. I'm like, oh, God. And we had given it all this meaning of it's Yellow Atlantic. Yeah. I was also just listening to, I mentioned Kevin Malloy had worked at Fire in the 80s, and I was just listening to an air check of him there, which was on YouTube, which was a lot of fun. Sadly, he's no longer with us and hasn't been for quite some time. But before he died, in fact, he called me. And it was probably about a year before he died, and he wasn't well. And he said, I just wanted you to know that I would have never been in radio if it weren't for you. I'm like, what? And he said, you were the one when I was a kid who convinced me that I could get a job as a board op. And I vaguely remembered it, too. He said, and that was my first job. And I said, well, hopefully you forgive me for the WWMM debacle. And he laughed at that. This was 1977 or 78, and he was doing mornings on WWMM in Arlington Heights. And I was doing overnights in Indianapolis at WIBC. And we were talking, and he said, I got this great idea for a contest. I'm going to do what you do with Turn the Tables. I said, there's a problem, Kevin. And, well, what's that? You don't know the music. You can't put it out there that they're going to stump you because they will. He said, well, yeah, but that's where you come in. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you get off work at, you know, like 6 in the morning, and so you're home like 6:30. So, like, if I have this contest at 7, I can have you on the phone, and you can tell me the answers. And I thought, oh, what the hell, I don't care. And so for weeks I was doing this for him, you know, and of course he would say, he'd announce the record, like I remember one day it was Hocus Pocus, and I said, Focus. And he almost didn't say it because he couldn't believe that that was the artist, but of course it was. Later, someone had called and said, why do you always say the title? Well, of course, that's the only way I'd hear him. But he was building this up, and he was going to have this big contest, you know, big finale of the contest where he gave away some really big prize if somebody stumped him. And I had said to him, I said, this is dangerous territory, Kevin. He said, well, what do you mean? I said, I've got pneumonia. And you know, I said, I also have to have a surgery here once we clear up the pneumonia. And I'm not 100% sure I'm good for it every morning. He said, oh, I'm not too worried. You've been on every morning. And so we do this. Well, sure enough, comes the fateful day, and I'm nowhere to be found. Well, yes, I was absolutely somewhere to be found. I was at the hospital. But so Kevin had to do the contest without, and he lost. Whatever it was a pretty big prize. I don't remember, but I think the station made him pay for it, whatever it was. And for a while, he was really mad. I said, I told you, Kevin, this could happen. So, yeah, every time I think of suburban Chicago radio, I think of WWMM. But I digress. Going back to the McCormick Inn and Stacy, who used to go there. So, all right, Stacy. So now we're going to find a new podiatrist. You want to say with the same group, but another doctor.
Yeah, I could probably do that, but he was just so mean.
Well, don't go back.
She gave me a thing, but I'm not going to
go
back to him.
Go somewhere else. But
he put my socks on, but he didn't even put my shoes on, left the door open.
I never worry about any of that stuff.
Get out of there.
Yeah, I never worry about any of that stuff. What I'd be concerned about, how did you do with trimming your nails? Do the feet feel okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they feel better being cut and everything.
Okay. Now I assume there is some reason you can't reach down to cut your own toenails.
Oh, it's so hard.
Well, that's what I was asking. What is stopping you from that?
It's hard in the bathroom, you know, getting your legs acclimated to how I'm going to do this.
I don't know.
You have a husband.
Well, no, I mean, I don't know. See, I mean, if I want to cut my nails, I just put my foot up and cut my nails. That's what I was saying. I don't relate to what the problem is as far as getting the foot up or getting the body down or whatever, you know. So, but the bottom line is you and your toenails do not meet, basically. Because, you know, nobody knows how to trim your nails better than you do. I mean, that's the way I feel about it. I don't want anybody trimming my nails. I'll trim my own nails, thank you very much.
I did a couple of them. But, you know, you have to be careful, too.
Well, hell yes. Well, of course, that's what I've said all along. You're diabetic. The most important thing is not injuring your feet.
Right.
Period.
Oh, and I'm seeing the wound doctor on the 30th.
Good, and ask about if there's a visiting wound nurse or something like that. And in the meantime, keep an eye on that wound. If you see anything that looks like it's progressing, you go in immediately. You don't do anything but.
I have to take off the compression socks and just clean, moisturize, and check everything.
Certainly keep an eye on this wound. And I'm telling you, if you see any changes to the negative, you run to the hospital or the doctor. Do not stop.
Okay, yeah, I'll check everything out.
All right.
I think, what else? No, the foot doctor, Karen, was great.
Okay.
And we got the fire station, and my God, the McCormick Inn.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know, Raldo and I won dance contest there.
Sure.
That was so much fun.
Well, good. Good. Good memories.
Yeah, I miss that. We were so great at dance. Oh, gosh.
Good memories.
You know, when Raldo died, nobody put him in the paper either.
Well, that would be up to you to do that.
And I didn't even know Calvin took care of that. I didn't even know he was going to be cremated. My brother-in-law took care of that.
Well,
so I said,
whoever did it was the one who could have put something in the paper if they wanted to. But the funeral homes almost always put things on legacy.
But,
And but the people who knew, knew, and that's all that's important.
Right, and yeah. We had the celebration of life. And
yeah.
So I think I told you everything I
All right, well, good deal. It sounds like a good call, and it all is going well, and I will talk to you soon. Write that check on the 19th.
And Scotty's laughing.
Yes, he is.
He's listening.
I'm sure that he is.
He was so wonderful.
You're so right. We'll talk to you soon, Stacy. Thank you.
You take care.
All right, you too. 888-876-5593. That's 8888 Raleigh. And Leah is in Marcus Hook. What's happening, Leah?
Hi, Raleigh. I wanted to suggest, before I get to why I called, I just want to suggest to Stacy that she get a little notebook and keep it in her purse, and then when she tries to remember something, she can write it down.
That's like, good.
To remember to call the doctor or ask the doctor when she goes about a, you know, home wound care specialist.
You know,
and
I have tried that so often, and the problem is that I continually lose the notebooks. Now that you mention this, I was saying, now, wait a minute. I started one just the other day. I must have left it in Globe. I don't know. It's disappeared again.
Well, that's no good. But
yeah, I try to put things online on, you know, on my laptop, because I usually don't lose the laptop.
Yeah, but maybe she won't lose the notebook.
Yeah, well, that'd be good if she
doesn't.
And
when she calls for Monday Night Trivia, too, she has like six answers, but then she forgets them. If she wrote them down, she would have them, and then there wouldn't be any dead air.
No, that part is true. And yes, the older we get, the more we think that we'll remember, we don't remember. We might as well just make peace with the fact that we no longer remember.
And write things down. I do that all the time. I make lists. Everywhere. I have lists everywhere.
Yeah, well, you have to. My problem is, like I say, I lose the lists, but I try to keep things online, you know, at least on the homepage for that. But Gordon had written about the 12 commandments for seniors, and one of them is, in particular, number 5, the biggest lie you tell yourself is, I don't need to write that down, I'll remember it.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Number 6,
but anyway,
by the way,
that's beside the point. That's not why I called. I called because I was on Facebook, and there's this woman who asked, what does it mean when there's no fruit around and you randomly smell fruit, a strong smell of fruit? And I think, okay, this is what I wanted to poll your listeners and see what they think. I think it's because of, you're going to think I'm weird, but you remember a few years ago, NASA came out with a thing that said the universe smells like raspberries.
Okay.
And the Middle Earth, that Middle Earth also smells like raspberries.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's that. Okay?
Well.
Because it happens to me sometimes, too.
Well,
and then other people chimed in and said, it's diabetes.
Well, I'll get.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I'll get to that. They're talking about ketoacidosis, but.
Then I chimed in and said, "Well, I just had blood work done like 3 weeks ago, and I'm not diabetic, so
well,
I don't."
It's not that when you're talking about ketoacidosis, that's a whole deal. That's not when you're smelling fruity things. That's when your breath or whatever smells fruity. And by the way, ketoacidosis is life-threatening, so anybody who suddenly is having those symptoms, well, you're having other symptoms as well. But smelling things that aren't there, there's a word for it. It's phantosmia. I'm pretty sure is how you pronounce it, like phantom, phantosmia. And it's not unusual, and they're phantom smells. It can be anxiety. It's basically olfactory hallucinations. You can smell things that aren't there, and some people will smell fruit or whatever. Somebody who's constantly doing this says, "Oh my God, it's a brain tumor." And yes, if you have a brain tumor in the temporal lobe, that could give you this. But the likelihood of that is you're probably as likely to win the lottery. So I wouldn't necessarily go there. But yeah, phantosmia.
Well, I smell, because sometimes I smell, I don't think it's all the time, because I heard that when you smell burnt toast, it could be a stroke or something.
Well, there, you know, there again, you're talking about phantom smells, and people will attribute a number of things to them, but it not necessarily.
Well, I don't know. I just think it's the universe. You're smelling
well,
the
there,
universe.
Yeah. Well,
because sometimes when someone dies, you smell their smell.
Right.
You know, and I think sometimes it could be people from the other side, too.
Well, it absolutely. In fact, there's a lot of evidence of that. You'll always hear about mediums like you smell the perfume of your, you know, dead aunt or whatever.
Right.
That,
or their hairspray or something.
Fairly common. But when you're talking about smells for a stroke, it doesn't matter if it's burnt toast. It's anything that is a negative smell. But again, stroke is the, you know, it's there, but before anybody jumped to that conclusion, they're more likely to have nasal polyps. You know, I mean, there are so many things that aren't, you know, life-threatening. So, bottom line is phantom smells are not the least bit unusual.
Okay. I just wanted to see what you thought.
And, at least not at all. And the fruit thing, you know, I like the idea that it's the earth, but I have, you know, again, it's phantom. We don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, because I smell that all the time. I don't smell it on other people, but I smell it every now and then. I'll just get a whiff of, like, fruit. And there's, like, we don't have fruit because Albert hates it. I mean, I have bananas, but that's it.
Uh-huh.
And,
good for
he
potassium.
You can't stand the smell. So.
Well, and there you are. But if you do run into somebody and you're smelling a fruity odor on their breath, find out, are they diabetic? If they are, you absolutely want to look at ketoacidosis. But again, the likelihood, and probably because they're on insulin and all that, but the likelihood of that isn't so great. But if you're you know, poor Albert, he probably just hyper-reacts to the smell of fruit. He probably thinks it all smells rotten.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I have to take my banana peels and wrap them in plastic before I put them in the trash.
But, you know, the psychics go for all sorts of things like, oh, it means that someone you know and love is letting you know they're near. You know, fine. But I like the idea that the earth smells like raspberries. Hopefully not overripe raspberries.
I don't know how NASA figured that out. They said the universe smells like raspberries and Middle Earth, the middle of the Earth, if you go down to the core, also smells like raspberry. Don't ask me how they figured that out.
Well, I just hope it's not tax dollars. See, that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on a minute, and I'll tell you what NASA said. I actually found this. It's a telescope in Spain. Don't go away. Right here on WGN Radio.
Slave man, look here, man. Let's get together tonight and play some hide and go seek. What's that? Let's get together and play some hide and go seek. Let's go. What's that?
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and that's Bunker Hill, Hide and Go Seek. Yeah, Interesting story about that. Obviously, it's not his name. And I, for years, thought he was just from Los Angeles, since Bunker Hill is a downtown neighborhood. But David Walker actually is from Washington, D.C., born and raised. And he was going to be a boxer, but then he wound up being a gospel musician and was part of the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Well, this was fine. In 1962, he had a manager, Ray Vernon, who happened to be Link Ray's brother. And Ray said, you know, why don't you try some secular stuff? And so that's when he adopted the pseudonym Bunker Hill, so as not to lose his position with the Mighty Clouds of Joy, and recorded several tracks. And Link Ray, by the way, was on guitar on that. And Hide and Go Seek became a hit single of sorts. It got to number 27 on the R&B charts and 33 on the Hot 100s. That's a hit. It was in the movie Hairspray in 1988, but well before that, he was found out in 62. The Mighty Clouds of Joy found out about his alter ego and asked him to leave the group. And that's all we know. After that, he was pretty obscure. It's said that he did go back to performing occasionally as a member of the Mighty Clouds of Joy or other gospel acts. And but ultimately, in the 60s, left the music industry. And from then until 1986, I don't know what he was doing. I don't know why he was in Houston, Texas, but died 44 years old in 1986 in Houston. But yeah, Hide and Go Seek. And you kind of hear that call and response in the gospel in him. And of course, that was a great club record. Jerry Blavitt used to play a lot at gigs, and just fun stuff. All right, so we're talking to Leah in Marcus Hook about the Earth smelling, well, not the Earth, actually, the Milky Way galaxy. It's not the center of the Earth, by the way, Leah. It's the center of the galaxy that smells like raspberries, and here is the deal. It all comes down to a telescope in Spain, of course, don't you know? The Max Planck Institute used the IRAM radio telescope in Spain. They wanted to study Sagittarius B2, which was a dust cloud near the center of the galaxy. You know, when supernovas are formed and stars collide, and they basically die, for lack of a better word. I'm sure that there's a technical term for it. But the dust is out there, and there are dust clouds throughout the galaxy, all galaxies, I guess. In any event, here's the Sagittarius, here they are at the Spain telescope, and they want to find out more about it. And what they discovered is that they were looking for signals of chemicals, and what they found was ethyl formate. Well, ethyl formate is the dominant flavor in raspberries. It's also a dominant flavor in rum. Now, ethyl formate gives raspberry the flavor, but there are, of course, many other molecules that are needed to make a raspberry, which aren't found in the center of the galaxy. Also, the density is very very thin, and you know, there's an annoying lack of oxygen, to say the least. But actually, there were 4,000 distinct signals at a Sagittarius B, and they've identified 50 molecules, two of which they'd never seen before, which is actually a lot more interesting than raspberries. And, you know, because of that came the news that the center of the galaxy smells like raspberries. Well, it's ethyl formate, and that's the deal. What they're looking to find is amino acids, the building blocks of life. They're much more interested in that. And glycine, which is probably the simplest amino acid, is no larger than ethyl formate. So they were saying, oh, if we see ethyl formate, maybe we'll see the glycine. Well, I don't think they have. Claims that they've discovered glycine have been made over the years, but so far, no proof of that. I'm not sure exactly how you'd prove it, but nobody is confirming it, to say the least. But that's the deal. It's the ethyl formate that makes them say, oh, the center of the galaxy smells like raspberries.
Okay. Yeah, because I was trying to figure out how they could know how something smells if they don't smell it, you know?
Well, by what it is. You know, yeah. if they and I find
the chemical
it
makeup.
Right. I find it fascinating that they can get the signals of these chemicals to even know that it's C3H6O2, which is ethyl formate. That's fascinating to me. This was actually a while ago. They discovered this in like 2008 or something like that.
Yeah, it was pre-COVID, definitely, yeah.
Well, yeah. But so that's the deal. So it is. Then there was another article I read said, the smells of space include horse pee and raspberries. I thought, okay. And,
I don't know about the horse pee.
Well, there again, it's something in that that's going to give off the odor. And, you know, the bottom line is some would say that space is pretty smelly. Well, of course, I don't know that if you were able to be there and you wouldn't because there's not enough air for you, oxygen for you to breathe. But assuming that you could, I'm not sure that what manifests as a pungent aroma here would manifest as a pungent aroma in the middle of nowhere. But obviously there's some hydrogen sulfide, so that would be the rotten eggs. And ammonia is why they say horse pee, because, of course, you know there's ammonia. You know there's hydrogen cyanide, which smells like almonds and formaldehyde, marzipan. So on and on the list is. So apparently, according to the European Space Agency, their scientists think that as comets get closer to the sun, the makeup of chemicals release change. And of course, if that is the case, then that gives us more clues as well. But of course, Sagittarius B2, the colossal molecular cloud of gas, when nearby 390 light years from the center of the Milky Way, that's when it made the headlines because it smelled like, in fact, raspberries. So yeah, that's the.
I think that's a cool idea. Like if somebody randomly smells fruit everywhere they go. Or, you know, when they're in their house or wherever they are, they just randomly smell fruit. I think it's the universe.
Well,
that's what I think it is.
Well, you know, your answer is as good as any. And
thank you.
Because absolutely nobody knows. So, you know, the more we get into things like astrophysics, the more we realize how little we know about any of this. And so with that in mind, sure, you know, if you think it smells like raspberries, by golly, then that's it. And, you know, I still say I like the psychics who say, no, you're smelling your dear departed's cologne or something. And that, you know, who knows? Why not?
Oh, no, I do that from time to time, yeah. Too. It's like a sense memory kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So sure. So I saw another article, Space Smells Like a Seared Steak. And when I got to that one, I thought, I better stop reading. I'm hungry. So
it's like my grandfather was a barber his whole life. And, you know, there's certain, if you walk into a barber shop,
yeah.
The chemicals they use, you know, it has a very distinct smell.
Yes.
And I can't walk into a barber shop now, but sometimes I'll be overwhelmed by the smell of a barbershop, and I'm nowhere near a barbershop.
Well,
and I'll know my grandfather's checking in with me, you know?
And there you go. There's a lot of anecdotal evidence like that. No way we can prove it, but enough that it doesn't surprise me in the least.
Right, right. No, me neither. All right, well, thanks for your opinion on that.
Well, yeah, if I had one, but at least that's the deal. All right, talk to you soon. Thanks, Leah.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know that I have too much of an opinion, but it is a lot of fun anyway. But it may manifest to us here like it's what we would call raspberries, but does it smell like anything at all in outer space? Who knows? Who absolutely knows? But do you ever wonder about that, for instance, if I say we're all seeing the color blue, we can describe it all we want, but are we actually seeing the same color? You know, maybe that's not the case. Maybe what I'm calling blue, you're seeing what I would call pink. But how would you know? Because the adjectives we use to describe it would be what you were using to describe what you were seeing. So I don't know that there is any real commonality. And yeah, and on that note, that'll make your head burst. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, we'll get to Sherry in Naperville next right here on WGN Radio.
Hey, y'all, we ain't gonna do the horse. We're gonna do something that everybody can do. We gonna hook it. We gonna hook it to the mule, baby. Check out my drummers right here. Hey, pretty baby, tell me what you're gonna do. Learn how to do the-
WGN Radio. I'm Ronnie James. Well, there it is. Hook It to the Mule on Way Out. Yes, a Cleveland record, so you know there's a Cleveland connection. You know that's the Jacksonians, Marlowe's family's group. Fred Towles of Cleveland actually is the lead singer on that, the Jacksonians backing him, including Bobby Moten. We were talking about him with Marlowe last night. Sadly, he passed away May 1st and cancer. 86 years old and had quite an interesting life all the way around. But back in 68, on Way Out for a Moment, they were just a real big deal with Hook It to the Mule and Fred Towles. All right, so rest in peace, Bobby Moten. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Sherry in Naperville. What's up, Sherry?
Hey, Raleigh, I called an hour and a half ago.
Oh,
and I told John, I'm not going to sit on hold. I got, and then I said, just tell Raleigh this. And then he says, well, hold on. And I said, no, I'm not sitting on hold. Anyway, so then I called him right back after I hung up because you said my name next. I said, well, if I'm up next, I'll wait for 10
minutes. Oh, God, and it took forever. My apologies.
Oh, no. But, I was doing other work at the same time, and I just didn't
speak.
That's why you heard me yesterday say, hold on.
All right.
I never know. But you mentioned your mouse.
Well, it's not really a mouse. It's a thumb ball, a track ball, a thumb ball, track ball. It's one of these.
Okay, but it's got a bottom and a top, and on the bottom is the ball, right?
Well, no, actually, by my thumb is the ball. But, I mean, I take them apart all the time and clean them. That's not the problem with this.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say the old, like, beige ones. Like
No, nothing.
I used to take it out, rinse the ball off,
yep.
Dust and lint.
Yep.
And then...
Nope.
Okay, all right, so you know that part.
Oh, do I ever, yes. No, this is strange because usually if they're going to fail, they fail completely, not partially. And yes, absolutely, I have very good trackball care. I do take the balls out and I clean the all the contacts and the balls themselves. And I then, before I put them back in, I make sure there's just a little slickness on them so that they'll move freely, which this will, but it just isn't always reacting to the computer. And I don't know why.
Hmm. And it's plugged in completely?
Well, actually, there's no plug in. It's wireless, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. I also wanted to ask, I wanted to say, Leia's thing with the raspberry stuff.
Yes.
Whatever she's smelling.
Yes.
If she lives, like, I have noticed this. Like, well, my old condo. We vented, the dryer's all vented to the roof, so you wouldn't smell anything. But I know that some homes have like the washer and dryer on the bottom floor and it vents like out the bottom of the house, like straight out. And there's, and I'm saying this because David's condo vents out the bottom because everything's on the ground floor in the other half of the building for the community washes. Anyway, and dryers. But, like, there's these cheesy, cheaper, not downy smell stuff. But, I mean, we smell stuff all the time when somebody throws because they use some other kind of fabric detergent. And if it only lasts for 10 to 20 minutes, and if she has neighbors that have their laundry facilities on the ground floor and it vents out the bottom versus the roof, then that could be what she's smelling. It's just a thought for her to think about.
Interesting. Fabric softeners or dryer sheets. Interesting.
Well, I mean, we smell it because it's to the right of our bedroom window.
Mm-mm.
And especially when it's humid out and you see, like, the steam come out and the fog, and especially in the winter, and you know all those molecules are not evaporating until like 10 or 15 minutes after the dryer starts going, and it evaporates all that stuff out.
Interesting. Yeah, just never know.
If it's a small amount of time, it could be a dryer from a home near her with a bottom vent dryer.
There you are. There you are. Or, okay. You know, some people, it's funny, if you lived in Cincinnati off of I-70, I think it was I-71, there's a Flavor House there. You know, when you see natural flavors in virtually everything you buy. Well, natural flavors have to be made somewhere pretty unnaturally. Hold on a minute. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. And we'll pick it up right here on WGN Radio.
The good times that made us laugh outweigh the bad. I thought we'd get to see forever, but forever has flown away. It's so to say goodbye to yesterday. I don't know where this road is gonna lead to.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and there you have it. I promised I would play that, and that for Wesley earlier in the show, and also for Scotty, because I know how much he liked that song. So, yeah, GC Cameron, it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Yes, it is. All right, we're talking to Sherry in Naperville, and I forget entirely what it might have been about. So where were we, Sherry?
Okay, I talked to you about your mouse, and then I talked to you about the smell of sweet fruit or whatever.
Right.
Oh, and the other thing I wanted to mention to Leia is when she said she had to wrap her banana peels, if she has a roses or a rose garden or whatever, roses love banana peels.
Oh man! I'm sure that Albert will be thrilled.
What I mean
this.
Is, just I mean, she can just throw them outside, and they'll disintegrate. But they like the potassium.
All right. Well, there you have it. Good to know.
Okay. Probably not in the winter. She'll have to wrap them. But anyway. And what was the other thing? Stacy and her toenails. The older I get, the harder my nails become.
Uh-huh.
And my toenails. But if I take a shower, a long shower, they get soaked, and then I can cut them myself. But I did have a neighbor when I was like 40, and she was 80. And she found a girl, and I don't know if you look on, what's that? That woman's site. I can't remember. They just switched the name. But anyway, someone would come to her house and cut her toenails for her.
Well, I'm sure those services are available. And of course, you got to be very careful when you're diabetic, severe diabetic, as Stacy is. But yeah, I wouldn't doubt it for a minute. But yeah, I just can't fully understand why you can't cut your own toenails. But you're right. You do need to soften those puppies up. But water will do that very well.
Yes. And then I know the Revlon ones, they've got some that are very, very sharp.
That's what I use.
Yeah, well, again, got to be careful if you're diabetic. But, yeah, it should. But anyway, I'm sure there's a number of ways she can
help.
But
it's more personable. It's more personable. Like, there's, you know, different what I want to say, different people who are willing to do this.
Oh, of course there, are. Of course there are.
And they're personable and stuff. And
yeah. Yeah,
anyway, I just wanted to mention that maybe she could find it. Oh, I wish I could remember the name of that stupid site.
Well, that's all right. She will
change the name.
She will hopefully maybe talk to her wound care doctor, because I bet you he's got some suggestions.
I hope so, too. There's a lot of stuff out there.
You betcha.
But I don't know if she's on the internet or not. I have one other stupid last question. When Dennis called you yesterday and
yes.
And said he went to the butcher, the baker, and the undertaker in
yes.
that order?
Yes.
Was that the funeral home where Scotty was?
I don't know. I didn't ask. But he pretty much covered the landscape of East Chicago, Indiana.
Okay. Well, I just wondered because
I don't know. But believe me, he covered whatever he could cover. Trust me.
And my other question regarding this is, you know, Scotty would talk a lot, and you have all those on your Raleigh.net,
mm-hmm.
You know, the conversations we've all had.
Mm-hmm.
If I, in my spare time, find a time on a day where he was talking to us all, or having a spirited conversation with you about different performers and different bands and different labels, are you allowed to play that back?
Yeah, I can do most anything I want that way, of course. Just need to
I'm
know.
I'm just asking because who the heck knows?
Just
days?
Need to know that
you were talking about Amazon.
Right. No, it has nothing to do with that. Just need to know. These are my files. Just need to know the date and the time. And then I can't. Even by time, I mean how long into the file. You know,
right,
so like,
right.
If you give me the file date and how long into the file, I can certainly pull it up and play it.
Okay.
All right.
It'll be a while, and it'll be.
Oh, trust me, that's fine. Don't rush on my account. No, my to-do list is so long. I believe me, it will outlive me. All right.
The only reason I say that is because I remember I told you about Ken Alexander from WDCB who died last November.
Yes.
And, you know, he had maneuverability problems, and they had taped like a month in advance of the newspaper things that he did,
mm-hmm.
which were very relevant because it always, you know, they always say history repeats itself. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you could find links to today and all the stuff he did before. But it was great to hear his voice.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yep.
You're still recuperating from the shock of everything.
Yep. And we can do that.
So that's the reason I say that, because he was such a Scotty is such a spirited individual.
Okay.
And he, like I said, pierced my heart and made it warm. I don't know if pierce is the right word, but, you know, infiltrated.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
All right. Well, good deal. I appreciate the call, Sherry, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sure.
All right.
All righty, Raleigh. Love you all.
All right. Good deal. So, 888-876-5593. And, yeah, well, you know, I probably won't have the time in the foreseeable future, but if you know a date and how many minutes into the file something is, of course, I'd be happy to play it. Mary is in Michigan. All right, Mary, welcome to WGN Radio. I think Mary's left us. Who could blame her? It's been a really long time. And my apologies to those of you who had to wait. Johnny D. in Ohio. Let's see if he's still with us. You still there, Johnny D.? Nope, Johnny D. left too. I wouldn't blame a one of you. Absolutely not. And I appreciate you even try. All right, well, we'll get to Stephanie from Madison. And, Mary from Michigan actually called back. All right, so Mary in Michigan. We'll try this again. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I talked to you a couple weeks ago. You generously played 16 candles for me.
Yeah.
And thank you very much. I want to pass along my condolences about Scotty.
Yeah.
And this is really where the intimacy of radio really shines, I believe. this listener interaction and sense of community. It's really been amazing to listen to. And like I say, intimacy of radio, this very special medium. Thank you for keeping doo-wop alive, because fewer stations seem to be playing it these days, I guess.
Oh, very, very few. In fact, most of the time you'll hear it on a non-commercial station for a weekend program or something like that, because, of course, commercial stations are in business to make money, and
right.
advertisers only want people who are 25 to 54 years old, so that kind of lets out doo-wop.
Mm-hmm. But thanks to you and Scotty for keeping it alive and talking about it. Did you know his family, or how did you find out he had passed?
Well, Pilot Dennis from Colorado was kind enough to fly in and spend 3 days in East Chicago, Indiana. I gave him an address that I had because Scotty had won a lot of prizes, and he started there. And it took him 3 days because initially people were very suspicious of who he was or why he was there. But ultimately, they opened up to him, and ultimately, at the county, the clerk there took pity on him and said, I can't tell you the cause of death, but I can tell you the date of death. And that's how we got the February 9th date.
Have you heard from any of his family members?
No. I know there is a niece somewhere that's the only family member I've heard about on any level, and I don't know what the story is. We haven't heard a word.
Sure. Well, my condolences to you. We'll definitely miss him.
Yes.
And on an unrelated note, do you happen to know if someone wants to nominate someone for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, how they go about doing that? I'm talking about nominating someone.
Yeah, sadly, I wouldn't waste my time because it's so political. You know, when you look at something where Neil Sedaka's not in it or Pat Boone's not in it, clearly they don't care about history. But I'm sure that there is a nominating committee you could contact for what good it would do. And probably in Cleveland at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they could direct you. I'm going to look right now. But that's what it is. But no, I so much do not respect their choices because they want to rewrite history and they want to make it hip rather than what's sold. Nominating committee made up of a group of music industry experts and insiders, I'll say. Let's see. They've done it this year, I guess, February 2nd. They nominated a bunch of people. But I would assume you could call the Rock Hall and ask. But as I say, my own belief is it's an exercise in futility. Who would you like to nominate?
My favorite, Johnny Maestro, but...
Absolutely. I would agree.
I don't know if... if, like you say, we all know it's political, right? I guess there are people in it that should not be, maybe, and others who deserve it, such as the people you mentioned who aren't.
It's just, it's Jan Wenner, and that's Rolling Stone magazine, and they're just all too hip for the room. That is unfortunate, but you've got, for years, there have been people who have tried to get Johnny Maestro in there, and, I don't know that they've made any inroad whatsoever.
Don't hold your breath thing, I know.
unfortunately, when John Rook was still alive, he had a Hall of Fame for pop artists, and I think Johnny Maestro might have even been in it, but with his death went that. The Hit Parade Hall of Fame is what it was. And sadly, he had willed the deal to somebody who said they were going to keep up with it. I won't mention the name, but it was certainly a luminary industry person and who did nothing. So all of that went away. But that was the closest that a lot of artists were going to get to being recognized.
Well, thank you for the information again. Thanks for some great listening.
Well, thanks for calling, and I hope you're going to do it again soon.
Yes, thanks, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks. All right, so 888-876-5593. Johnny D's calling back. All right, we'll get down with Johnny D in moments here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, less than 3 minutes tonight, and so we'll forego the bumper, and Johnny D has called back. So, all right, Johnny D, the stage is, in fact, yours. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I called back to find out why you hung up on me. I mean, I waited over here for like
you weren't there. We didn't hear a thing.
You gotta be kidding.
Nope, didn't hear a thing. Well, now, so now you're on. What's up?
This phone, I don't know. Well, I know I only have a little bit of time, but I was thinking, you know, listen to everybody talk about Scotty, and that's great, you know. But I once heard of a culture, I don't know if it was an Indian, you know, American Indian tribe or something like that, that when somebody passed away, they'd talk about him for 3 days, and then they'd only bring him up whenever he came up, you know what I mean? And then they let him rest in peace. Follow me?
Okay. Well, I think we're going to be talking about Scotty a lot longer than 3 days.
All right. Now, here's the song that I told John I wanted to request.
Okay.
You know, when you dropped the news on us yesterday,
yeah,
it brought them out, and, you know, I got stunned. You know how you get stunned when you hear something passed, you know?
Yeah.
So then the song is You Dropped the Bomb on Me by the Gap Band.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, just for you, I'll do that tomorrow, I promise.
All right, great. And then as far as Layla goes, Layla, what's her name called?
Leah.
Layla?
Leah, yes, go on. I got 20 seconds.
All right, I'll call her Layla. Like,
all right, I got 20 seconds.
Well, the universe, the center of our solar system smells like kugels and eggs, mullein yam, and feta.
Sounds
no, none of these fruits.
All right, sounds good to me. Thanks for calling. Talk to you later.
All right. Goodbye.
All right. So, indeed, we'll redo it again 21 hours from right now. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air. We thank John for screening your calls, but most of all, you for calling. Let's do it again 21 hours from now right here on WGN Radio.